Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir Madaf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Bav Metzi and Daf Kuf Hey Amud Bet, looking at the fifth Mishnah in the ninth parak. Hamakabel said mechaveru v'achla chagav o nishtefa. Let's say that somebody leased a field, and till now we dealt with situations where the person voluntarily didn't work the field or wasn't successful. Here it was eaten either by locusts or some sort of blight. If it's some sort of an area epidemic, then the owner has to lower the rent. But if it's local to that field, he doesn't have to lower the rent. Of course, we're going to have to define how widespread must it be to be considered pandemic. And the reason is that then he can claim it's your bad luck. You rented a field and it didn't work. You still have to pay me. If the payment schedule was going to be done with money, not with produce, then in either case, he doesn't have to reduce the rent. Okay, so the obvious question is, what's considered a pandemic? If majority of that valley was hit. So Ula, coming from Eretz Yisrael, brings a more Eretz Yisraelic orientation, where they don't have things divided up into these valleys. And he said that if you have four fields that are hit from four different sides. So Amar Ula, Bob Marava, so in Eretz Yisrael they asked the question, Nishtaf Talamachar Apnei Kula Mai, what if an entire furrow on the entire length of the field is hit? Is that considered Makat Medina? Nishtayer Telem Echad Al Pnei Kula Mahu, what if one entire furrow is left untouched? Does that mean now that anything on the other side is not part of the Makat Medina? Is that like a barrier and said this is now your own job? Ifzikah Biramai, what if you have an unworked field between the pandemic and your own? Is that considered a hefsek? So this is now your own responsibility. Asaf satamai, what if there's straw or hay in the middle? Zerachermai, what if everything's wheat and in the middle you have something else and then yours is wheat and it's hit? Is that middle thing, and this is sort of the same questions that animate the second parak of Masechet Be'ah, what's considered a division? Chiti legave sorim ke zeracher dami olo. Do we say, if we say that a different crop is a division, do we consider barley a different crop than wheat? What if everybody's suffering from blight and you suffer from edema or the opposite? My, do we say there's a makat medina on just the crops aren't growing? Or do we say that you're not suffering from the same thing they're suffering from and your own responsibility and therefore you can't lower the rent? The answer to all of this is teiku. Amale zara chiti. If the owner said plant wheat, va'azalhu v'zara sa'ari, and the fellow went and planted barley instead, Vishtaduf ruba de baga, and a majority of the valley got hit, which normally we would say means you have to lower the rent. Vishtaduf nami hanach sari delay, and the barley also got hit. My. Mi amin da marle, can the renter say, ilu zaratachit yavina mishtadfa, had I planted wheat, it also would have been nailed. Look at everybody else. Aldo matse amarle, perhaps the owner could say, ilu zaratachit yavimakayim bi, vatigzorum yakum lach. The owner could say, had you done what I told you, then perhaps I'm a great tzaddik, and my decree would have come out that it would have been protected. So, that we actually take this the more reasonable to be the second position, which is, had you done what I told you, then my decree would have come out, and it would have worked out fine. Now, nishtatfu kol sdotav shel machkir, let's say that everything the owner had got hit. Vishtaduf nami habahadayu, and this one that was rented also got hit. Vishtaduf ruba de baga, but a majority of that valley didn't get hit, because if the majority of the valley got hit, then of course already the rent is lowered. My. So what are the two sides? Mi armin kemdalo ishtaduf ruba de baga lo manakile, since the majority of this valley didn't get hit, it's not makam medina, and therefore you can't lower the rent. You don't need to lower the rent. O dilma kemdi ishtaduf kulhu arate, since most of this guy, all of this guy's fields got hit, matzi amarle, it's your own problem. You, the owner, you're the problem, and therefore I'm not going to pay the same rent. So it seems reasonable that the owner could say back, if it was my fault, then something would have been left. There'd always be some sort of a remnant left. But nishtadfu kol sedotav shel choker, let's say that everything that the renter worked was hit, and a majority of the things in the valley were hit. So now you have reason to say it's the renter. On the other hand, it's a majority of the valley. Do we say that since a majority of the valley got hit, you lower it? Or do we say that since all of the renter stuff got hit, therefore it's his cause? The owner could say to him, it's your problem. Why can't the renter say back, just like we suggested before, the same thing the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, that the renter would say, if it was my fault, I would have at least had something left. I have nothing left. Because the owner would say to the renter, if you were worthy of having something left, something that you owned would have been left, not something that you were working. Let's say that a guy rented a field and there was a blight or Edema or Shemitah came along, or it was years like the years of Eliyahu when there was no crops whatsoever. Eino, and that's, take a look at Malachim Aleph Perek Yud Zayin at the beginning. Eino Olo Lamino Minyan. They don't count towards the Chakirut. So Ktanish Shidavon V'Yarakon Dumin Hashanim Kishnei Eliyahu. But notice what's looped together is the blight along with things like Eliyahu's years. Mashne Eliyahu De Lo Have Tvua Klal Afachanami De Lo Have Tvua Klal. So we're talking about a situation where there was no produce whatsoever, not where there was in a little bit this, a majority of this area. How about the Ika Tvua Salkale? But if there's some, then it counts and you have to pay full. So we don't say Makat Medina unless really there's nothing anywhere. So Nachmar Yitzchak Shanihatam Da Amar Krab Mispashne Tvot Yim Korlach. In the context of buying something for towards the Ovel, you buy it based on the years of Tvua. That's how we know, by the way, that Steachuzas get sold for at least 2 years. Shanim Sheish Ben Tvua Ba'olam. As long as there's some Tvua somewhere. If that's the case, Shvita lo min aminyan, so Shmita should count. Ta'ika tfuah b'chutzlaretz, in chutzlaretz there's tfuah. So Marle Shvit afkata de malkehi. Shvit is a royal confiscation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it doesn't belong to you. So then he said, al miata shvit lo talo bolo min akirua. If that's the case, then the giron kesef that is established in Masechet Arachin for how much you knock off each year coming towards the Ovel of the purchase price based on 50 shekel kesef l'zerach ha'mosorim, Shemitah shouldn't count towards that. Alama tanan noten sela punyon l'shana. You give one sela and a punyon per year, which adds up to 50 shekelim. Amalei shanihatam nachaz l'mishtacha ba'peri. The land is worth something, even if you can't work it during Shemitah. Because you could, you know, as land use, you could lay stuff out, you could lay fruit out to dry. So Shmuel goes back to the Mishnah, says, lo shanu elish is ra'ot svam chavach lachagav. That this ruling only applies if you planted it and it grew and locusts ate it, for instance. Avalozer akla, but if you didn't plant it at all, you said, oh, I think a plague is coming and I'm not going to plant. It turned out a plague came. Lo, you have to pay the same rent, even if a majority got hit. The owner says, you know what? The pasuk that says the tzaddikim are not embarrassed in bad days and they are satisfied even during times of hunger would have been fulfilled that you planted it. And therefore, you didn't have a right to desist from planting it just because other people were getting hit. So Rav Shesha challenged this and says, basically, we don't rely on such miracles. And we had this in the earlier parak. If a shepherd takes his flock and he leaves them outside and comes into the city, this is the time when everybody else comes into the city, and a wolf comes and takes it, or a lion comes and eats the lambs, we don't say the guy is totally liable because had he been there, he could have saved. We estimate, based on the animals that came, and based on the shepherd, could he have saved or not? If not, he's potter. Why isn't the owner say to the shepherd, you know what, I'm a special guy, and therefore, had you been there, the beautiful story that David tells about saving the lambs would have happened. You would have been able to save them, because in my honor, as it were. So the answer is Mishum Damarle, because the shepherd could say back to the owner, Yavid Chazit Lich Chusha Lachnisa, if you're really worthy of having a miracle happen to save your flock, I mean, Drachish Lachnisa Kurbachim Mendoza, then a real miracle would happen, like Kurbachim Mendoza, like the Gemara says, in Tani, Tamatan, Easy Dubi Karbakarnayu, the sheep the goats came and they brought the bears that attacked them stake through their horns. In other words, the goats beat the bears. So he said, if you think a miracle would have happened, it would have been a bigger miracle. So why doesn't the owner say back, you know what, maybe I'm not worthy of a great miracle, but I'm worthy of a small miracle. So the answer is kasha. You're right, that's a problem. Okay. Tani chada. We now go back to the liability and responsibility of the renter. Pam rishona ushniya zora. He has to plant once. He has to plant twice and have problems. Ushlishita no zora. The third time he can desist. Vatani idach shlishit zora, revita no zora. We have another version that says you have to plant three times and then you can give up. So lokasha karebi akrab mishmim gamliel. This is machloket mishmim gamliel that we had in Baba Kama about chazaka. The chazaka is three times or four times. Rabbi Amar Trezim Nehavi Chazaka. Rabbi says twice the Chazaka, so the third time you're already off the hook. Mishnah Gamliel says three times the Chazaka, and the fourth time you're off the hook. Okay, Mishlokish, Loshanu Elish Zura'avet Samchav Achlachot Chagav. Mishlokish says something else, that this possibility of reduction of the rent only exists if you planted it and it grew, and then locusts ate it. Well, Zura'avet Lot Samchav, you planted it and it didn't grow, the owner could say, "Kol yimei zera zara la vazil." You have to keep planting during the entire planting season, and keep trying to make it grow. If it finally grows and then locusts eat it, it's a different story. V'yadei mat, how long does that last? Papa ad atu arise midavra v'kaim achima areshayhu, until all of the arisim come in from the field and Pleiades is over their head. Pleiades is generally in the central part of the sky in mid January. So that means that they're saying the planting season lasts that long. So, Mishum Gamliel, Mishum Romero Mera, look at the last pasuk on the page, famous pasuk that Hashem promises that he won't halt or mess up the seasons again. After the Mabul, Mishum Menasu Merkid Varav, Chatzi Tishre Machesh Vana Chatzi Kislev Zera. So Zera is until the middle of Kislev. And then Chatzi Kislev Tevet Vachatzi Shevet is Choref, Chatzi Shevet Vachatzi Adar Vachatzi Nisan is Kor, Chatzi Nisan Yav Vachatzi Sivan is Katsir, that's the harvest, Sivan Tammuz Vachatzi Av Kayitz, Tziav Elo Vachatzi Tishrei is Chom. So each one of the words there is defined there. And Rashi quotes this version in his Perush on Chumash. Behuda Monami Tishrei. Behuda said, no, you don't start in the middle of Tishrei, you start at the beginning of Tishrei. You don't start in the middle of Elo, you start at the beginning of Tishrei. Shimon simply starts in the beginning of Marcheshvan, which means Zerah is Marcheshvan and Kislev. So the latest version we have is that Zerah goes till Kislev, and you're saying it's all the way until sometime in January. So how can you say that the guy is chayiv to keep planting all the way until January? So lokasha, how the kiva minei b'charfi? It depends what kind of seed you got. If you got seeds late in the season, then it goes till January. If you got them in the early part, then Zera really goes as late as Kislev. Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah dissented and said that if the payment was for money, then in any case, whether or not it's Makat Medina, you have to pay full. So Ahu Gavra, the Kabil Ara Lemizra Bahu Tumi Aguda Denahar Malka Saba Mezuzay. So leased land to plant garlic on the banks of the river Malkasava, and it was for money. He wasn't going to pay with garlic, he was going to pay with money. Istachar nar Malkasava, the river got dammed up, so there's no more irrigation. Atal kamidurav, amarle nar Malkasava lo avi de mischar. He said, that's just a very unlikely thing. Makat Medina, that's called Makat Medina. Zil nochile, you have to charge him less now. But the Rabbi Yehuda and the Mishnah dissented. Nobody's concerned about Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. We don't accept Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, and therefore we don't rule like that. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the next podcast at the Mishnah further on with the issues of leasing and liability and go further from there. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.